And over the years, I began to wonder why, what emotional trigger was pulled that caused this seemingly normal person to set this ball of violence in motion. I see the moon rising. Hi, this is Joe Kenda, the author of Killer Triggers, and I'm on the road with Dane on WGN. Don't go around tonight.
Well, 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line with us, a 20-plus year decorated detective lieutenant with the Colorado Springs Police Department, following up an amazing career to become one of America's favorite crime TV personalities, the star of the investigative Discovery hit show Homicide Hunter, the one and only Joe Kenda. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's great to have you. It's great. As our family watches a lot of the programs on there, and your show is one of our favorites, one of the listeners' favorites. So this is exciting to be able to get a chance to talk with you. Even though just watching the show, you feel like Homicide Hunter it's you already, right? It's your stories, your voice, in your voice. But in the new book, Killer Triggers, you can share more backstory, more family stories, more colorful language, maybe even more Joe Kenda, right?
Well, it's absolutely true. Television has to launder things because they must. They have to speak to a wide audience, and they're very cautious about not offending anyone. A book is a different matter. I can put this into the starkest terms. And I did that with a number of my cases that I investigated. Some of them have been on the show, Homicide Hunter, but none of them have been expressed in the detail the book provides. Further, I read the audio of this book myself.
Nice.
So the audio portion of the book is in my voice. It's important, I think.
Well, is your voice and your personality and the way that you do it, certainly you have the facts and the circumstances, the situations, and that can make an interesting television show by itself, but your personality is what's driven it to the success that it is. But it's still kind of an interesting thing. So you weren't necessarily in the New York Police Department. You're there in Colorado and a great storyteller. And it's the kind of thing that maybe your colleagues would have mentioned, like, hey, Joe, you'd be great for this. But how does someone like yourself with, you know, sort of the, like a salt of the earth kind of personality and background and every man in many different ways, like how does the whole television show happen?
Well, I always tell everyone it's my wife's fault, which it kind of is. There was a guy who was a news reporter in Colorado Springs for a number of years, and he interviewed me a number of times because I was the murder guy, and everybody wanted to know about murder, so I was on the local news every night. Well, he moved on. He got tired of news, and he moved on in television until he became a producer. 20 years on, I was retired. And he wrote me a letter and said, I have this concept for a police show where a detective talks about the process of homicide. And I know you, and I think you'd be perfect for this. I put it down. My wife said, what's that? I said, it's a letter from some guy. I didn't even remember him because I never knew his name. And she said, well, you should call him. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, you should call him because you never talk about this, and this could be good for you, and you need to call him. So this went back and forth for a few days, and my wife is relentless, as most wives are. And I said, all right, I'll call him. And the next thing you know, here we are. It was a remarkable turn of events. I never suspected it would be as successful as it was, but it is. And it's all over the world.
Yeah, it has projected you into the public lexicon in a bunch of different ways, but there has been so much of it that is you. It's just so personally, it's your memories. Now, I think the memory that you have is great. It's exceptional. I'm sure it helped with the cases in a bunch of different ways, putting pieces together and all that. But going back, and you've mentioned a few times during the show and in the book that some of this stuff is tough to unexperience, right, and unsee and move beyond. Was that hard at some point, you know, because the detail that's needed in Homicide Hunter is exceptional. Was it hard to remember it all, or is it all right there every day?
It's right there every day as if it happened 10 minutes ago. That is the reality of intense kind of work. Homicide investigation is very intense. You're talking about the violent death of someone, the loved ones left behind who never, ever recover. There's no such thing as closure. That's nonsense. That's a hole in your heart that never heals. That loved one's never coming back, no matter what happens to the perpetrator. So it's very, very difficult. I have an excellent memory, and that in itself is a curse. I remember the good, but I also remember the bad. And I kept it from my wife, which was a mistake. I would come home and be sullen and quiet. She probably should have shot me in the face years ago, but she didn't do that. And as it moved forward, and when I started this program, we did it in Hollywood, and I said, so what do you want me to do? He said, well, just we want to know everything. You do? Oh, yes, we do. And the floodgates opened. And I said, thanks to that camera, I've never said to my wife. And some of those things were so distressing to the crew, a couple of times they stopped and walked out of the room.
Unfortunately, even though you're sharing these things, you have them, these were your experiences, but it's the kind of stuff that happens in communities across the country. We always have this conversation. Listeners kind of call in and text in with this as well. You know, and they'll reminisce about days gone by where we used to, you know, no cell phones, no cameras. You'd play outside till it was dark. In your opinion, Joe Kenda, is there more crime now, or is there just more media and we just know everything?
There is more media and we know everything. There is not more crime. Violent crime has gone down in this country for 20 years. Down, not up. But that doesn't sell advertising to put news media on the front burner. And as a result, you have the news brought to you by Chicken Little every day. You're all going to die. We're all going to die. We'll be back after these messages unless you're dead. That's the standard routine of the press.
Yeah.
It's very, very old, and it's hopelessly inaccurate and almost always has an agenda. And it's really too bad. I was at a homicide scene one night, and some little girl wearing too much makeup with a microphone said, I demand a quote about this case. And I looked at her, and I said, excuse me? She said, well, I demand a quote. I said, you do? Yes. So turn your camera on. So she does. I said, Alexander Pope said in 1891, the journalists are unprincipled swine. Put that on your television news. That night I watched the news and it said, Lieutenant Kenda had no comment. That's a lie. I had a comment. It is unfortunate, but it is reality. There's too many news outlets. And as a result, the competition creates inaccuracies. And it's too bad, but it's just the reality.
You mentioned that the show appropriately filmed in Hollywood, where the people are, the crews are, everything that goes along with that. When you think about Hollywood's identity for creating movies and television, that makes sense. For Colorado Springs, as your public identity is shared with the world, you know, also the place that you worked for so many years, has there ever been any thought, have they said to you, is like, geez, Colorado Springs, are we, and you can kind of get this out and set the record straight here, their identification as like a crime city, is that just have they said that, like, hey, you're I mean, it's entertaining and we love you, Joe, but you're kind of just highlighting the crime side for the Tourism Bureau?
Well, I haven't heard that. I mean, if they feel that way, that's unfortunate. But the reality is, I had a career in excess of 20 years, 387 murders. You do the math, it works out to 19 or so a year. That crime rate in Colorado Springs is average to less than average. But there are humans there, and when there are humans in a place, crime happens, whether you like it or whether you don't. And to ignore it or to say that this doesn't happen here is nonsense. But it does not happen in any excessive way. But when you watch that show, it's like you think somebody's getting knocked off every 5 minutes, right. You know, which isn't the case at all. It's not the case at all. We went through this as a lifetime of work in this area. So it is not what you would expect it to be, that this is some sort of, you know, carry two guns in case the first gun doesn't work. No, that's not the case at all. You know,
right.
It just isn't. It's just reality.
Right. It's just like, right, Colorado Springs, we're more than just crime, right? So, and of course, we'll make that clear for sure. One of the great things that you do in the show, and I'm not sure at what point this happened, but you recognize your team, you bring those guys in, they get to play a part in it, because obviously it was a team effort and you guys worked so closely to do those cases. So they're in there. So first off, really quick, like, what was their thoughts? We're like, this is great, Joe. Wow. Are they clamoring? Do you have guys that were maybe like, okay, Larry, I sort of remember you. I don't know if we could put you in this show. Did you have any of that? And then,
well, of course you do. I mean, this is because, as you might suspect, television pays very well. So these guys are saying, what? They're going to, ooh, you know, everybody's on board. And then they said, don't you remember I was involved in that one case? Well, no, you weren't. You know? But yeah, it's the usual thing. It's the pursuit of the dollar. But that's okay.
I was going to say that if there's like guys that you're with your amazing memory, you're like, you know what, Bob, I really don't remember that. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of funny, really. And one cop I worked with, he said, I don't like your show. I said, oh, really? Well, that's why they give you a remote. You can change the channel. You can do whatever. I said, by the way, how's your show doing? Oh, that's right. You don't have one, do you? So, everybody laughs. You know,
no, with a career that spanned the length that yours did, you know, and people can change, right? And you can turn around and you can learn from your lessons and make a new life. Have you ever had any of the perpetrators that were featured come back to you and say, maybe, you know, this was years ago and maybe you turned their life around, or maybe they just wanted to say, Hey, I'm in, you know, I'm still in jail here, but this is nice to see my story featured. Have you gotten any feedback from the other side?
Only one occasion I have a connection, of course, to the Colorado Department of Corrections, because there are people who swear they want to kill me and so on and so on. So they pay attention if somebody escapes or something. A guard that I know in the prison calls me and he says, you're going to believe this. I said, so what? Remember this guy? Yeah, I remember that guy. He's doing life without parole. Said he's marching all around the block today, telling everybody my show's on tonight. Very proud. I mean, it's my show. It's on tonight. Yeah, okay. I'm sure they'll all watch. I got nothing else to do. You know, it's just remarkable. But no, I haven't heard any from anybody personally. No.
We'll let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Joe Kenda. He is, of course, the star of Investigation Discovery's Homicide Hunter, author of the new, soon-to-be best-selling book, Killer Triggers. And in the book, you give insight. Not only do you flesh a lot of things out, so even those fans that have watched every single episode are going to get something new, different, and expanded from it, but you also go through the process on the law enforcement side, the investigation side, the interrogation side, and you also share and explain the value of that and kind of how that works. Was there anything in there that you were like, okay, well, should we not share this, or should we, what was your thought process on some of the things technique-wise that you added?
I did not include all the techniques or all of the, we're kind of in charge of the dirty tricks department sometimes and interrogations and so on. So no, I didn't include everything, but enough for the average person to understand. The thing I wanted to get across to people is, when violence happens, I began to wonder. I don't pretend to understand people, but they do interest me. And over the years, I began to wonder why, what emotional trigger was pulled that caused this seemingly normal person to set this ball of violence in motion. And what you discover by being a student of human nature is when humans allow their emotion to overcome their judgment, they revert to their worst possible instincts. Morality melts. Consequences no longer exist. Limits are not to be observed. Only the thrill of the bloodletting prevails. We're not that far out of a tree. We just like to think we are.
And as your fans are looking for more Joe Kenda, the last chapter in the book is called Pulling the Trigger, and it kind of explains the capstone on at least the initial television side of Joe Kenda. And of course you recount so much of what that is in the book itself. So it makes people wonder, because you're at this point where there is so much left to do. I am sure, just like your wife reached out and kind of created one of those first opportunities, I'm sure there are so many opportunities. Now, are you the kind of guy, you seem like the type of person that would just, it would have to be a really good idea. When you mentioned television pays well, and I think there's a demand for that. But what are the kind of opportunities that you're considering for fans out there? They're going to get the book. They're going to read the book. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. But as they look for more Joe Kenda, what's next?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I know this. I will never retire. You know, I just won't. I've worked all my life. I had a paper out when I was 9. I'm still at it. And I'm comfortable with that. I prefer to be involved, to have some kind of impact in my little small corner of the world. So we'll see. You know, more books, probably. Television, I've got a new show right now on Discovery Plus called American Detective, where I highlight officers from around the country who are just as dedicated, just as smart as I was, who for little or no money and through the slings and arrows of the media and the public stand in the victim's shoes because no one else will. And that was the point of the new program. Cases that I didn't work, but cases that are little known to the public and are very interesting mysteries. And so it's all about highlighting the activities. I narrate the program and I talk about the techniques they use and why they did that and so on. And that's very interesting. I think it's done very well so far. So that's part of it too. We'll see. I don't know. Come up with something, as they say.
Well, we're watching. We're excited. You know, an amazing career, successful career as a law enforcement professional. Maybe an unlikely and slightly reluctant television star, but people are loving it just the same. Again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And Joe Kenda, I can't thank you enough for everything that you've done and all the entertainment that you've provided. Even though uncomfortably people said, oh, are you excited to be able to talk with Joe? I am. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, it's as fun as a conversation about, you know, death and murder can be. Right, it's still it's
of course it's, yeah, well I, yeah.
it's
two choices in life. Then you can laugh or you can cry. Crying gets very old, so you do develop a gallows sense of humor. It's a self-defense because you are human, and when you see horrible things you have to defend yourself from that. And the show and the book and everything has been therapeutic for me. I was able to release some of these memories that I had never done before. So I feel immensely better than I ever did before.
Yep, and the fans as well, and a higher purpose there, not only for you personally, but also some high-level entertainment that people are loving. So congratulations on the book, Joe. I know it's going to be a big success, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much. Yeah!